Welcome back to Relay, the Team GB podcast supported by GoDaddy, as we get to know the Olympians representing Team GB at the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing. In today's episode, we'll be chatting to European silver medal winning speed skater Catherine Thompson as she prepares for Beijing 2022. This is one of my two opportunities to get another medal. I'm two episodes in, out of four, and I've only got one bronze. It's not going particularly well for me. So I need a big one today in episode three. As ever, I'm joined by Star of the Snow, Olympic medalist Jenny Jones, who can help me figure out how to get more medals on the GoDaddy medal table. But Jenny, what am I doing today? What sports are going to be?
Reese, today you're trying ice skating.
Aha, I had an inkling that skating would be involved in the Winter Olympics, so I'm well prepared for this one, okay? I've got my skates, I've packed my sequin jumpsuit, I've watched Robin Cousins and John Curry and Torval and Dean. Cue music, baby!
No, but this is speed skating, Reese, not figure skating.
Well, that's not ideal, because as you know, I have a natural air of elegance and grace, and I feel like that's just been wasted on speed skating. Figure skating? That's me through and through, wouldn't you say?
I mean, you could still wear the sequins.
Well, I would hope so. It would be a waste of a dry cleaning bill if not.
Before we head off to Nottingham to the National Ice Centre, before we meet our experts, I'm going to give you the basics of short track speed skating. There's four main disciplines: 500 metres, 1,000 metres, 1,500 metres and the relays. The world record for the men's 500-metre event is 39.505 seconds. But, Reese, can you tell me which of these world records were finished in less than that time?
OK, yeah. As you know, I love a challenge. I think I can do this.
OK, number one. Walk across 20 metres of lit light bulbs.
So, hang on. I'm up against... It's 500-metre event versus a 20-metre event. One of which, sure, is skating, which is faster, but, I mean, you're going to want to walk across light bulbs pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, but they're lit light bulbs.
What does this mean? How can you walk across that? They're famously on the ceiling. I'm going to go, that's got to be quick. No one wants to dilly-dally on a lit light bulb.
No, because it's going to be hot.
That's the famous expression goes. So I'm going to say, hot. That's going to be quicker, that's got to be quicker.
Yeah, you're all right, it is. That was in 14.25 seconds, so in comparison to the 39.505 seconds of the 500 metres.
Way quicker.
The world's fastest haircut.
Personally.
Think about in the barbers when you...
Sure, when I go to a hairdresser, at no point am I analysing the speed. No, you don't want to go, how was your haircut? Oh, really fast. That's not what you want to come out of there saying. So, the Guinness Book of World Records is going to be pretty stringent on what...
Yeah, but think about all those haircut contests that, you know, people...
What do you mean to think about all those haircut contests? What you... I've never seen a haircut contest.
What?
Is there a haircut
There's
contest?
There's loads of that goes on.
Your YouTube algorithm is very different to mine, it turns out. I'll go for... No, that was slower.
Yeah, you're right. It's not.
How fast was the haircut?
What do you think, though? How much slower do you think that was?
I don't reckon there's a sub-minute haircut. I reckon it's over a minute long.
No, 47.
Oh, 0.17. So close.
That's still really quick.
That is quick.
Anyway, okay.
And then it's probably 50 quid.
Number three, roll a car 10 times.
What do you mean? Roll a car, like as in roll a car fully over.
Yeah, so like someone rolling the car, not inside the car and then rolling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like flipping a car effectively and doing it 10 times.
Yes.
Well, it feels like a trick question because that feels like it would obviously be way, way, way slower. Why would it be in here unless it was faster? So I'll go faster.
Oh, you're incorrect.
Oh, for God's sake. Being tricked.
The most poker face possible there.
Yeah, didn't try and convince me.
No, I didn't. It's actually 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. So it's not... Oh, so I convinced myself it was a trick. God, how insecure am I? They're trying to trick me. Everyone's trying to trick me.
Okay, number four. Dice a watermelon.
Oh, you know what? I saw a video of a man dicing a watermelon recently incredibly quickly.
Well, what have you been watching?
Exactly. My YouTube algorithm is watermelon-based. Fruit-based dicing. We've all played Fruit Ninja. I will go quicker. It's got to be quicker. Way quicker.
Yeah, 18.19.
Yes, please. That's what I like to
hear. Seconds. Okay. Number five, type the alphabet.
Oh, much quicker. I think I could do that quicker than 40 seconds. Oh, you're looking at me like I don't have fingers, but I could type it. I could type that in 10 seconds. The alphabet? That's only 26 letters. You think you're going to take more than a second a letter? No way.
I'm not saying a word. I'm just looking at you.
You're letting me talk myself into a corner, but I'm still saying, no, if you're taking more than a second a letter, then you're an idiot.
3.37.
Total?
3 seconds.
Yeah. That's, yeah, 3.37. That's obscenely quick. But, yeah.
Can we just test you now and see how long it actually takes?
If you dedicated your life to typing the alphabet quickly, that's not that insane to me.
And let's do it right now, right now. Wait a minute. Let me set you up on a fresh page. Okay. Go. Wait. No, stop. I haven't started the timer. Do that bit again. Wait, I'll set you up on a fresh page. Ready?
Yeah.
Go. Oh my goodness, getting 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds.
Done.
Five seconds.
Come on, that's not that far off a world record.
That's
with no training.
That's where you're in.
Yeah,
that's your in.
This is my Olympic sport.
That is it.
Campaign for the Geek Olympics.
Don't tell them that. You could apply for that.
Oh my god. I'm just checking. I haven't missed any. Cause, you know,
yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Adjudicate.
No. That's completely legit. Yeah. 40 seconds, you tried to make me think someone...
You were five.
No, I know, but someone... Okay. You thought, I'm going up against a 40-second 500-metre event here.
That was your first attempt at that alphabet.
That's pretty good. I could use some of that luck. If I get some of that first attempt luck today, that would be ideal. When I'm skating around, I'll just be thinking the whole time, I could have typed the alphabet 60 times.
Nimble fingers.
Yeah, exactly. All that said... The expertise I've just demonstrated, I don't see how that is going to help my speed skating at all. I do appreciate the effort, but how is that useful?
No, because it probably didn't actually help you for the speed skating, but it was kind of fun. Anyway, look, we should go and meet the coaches and the experts now.
That's right. We're off to Nottingham to the National Ice Centre. Well, we are now here in the National Ice Centre in Nottingham. We're rinkside. It looks slippery. But someone who will know it very well and be able to tell me how slippery it is our guest joining us now. Very exciting. It's European silver medalist speed skater Catherine Thompson. Catherine, welcome to Relay. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Now, when I've seen you speed skate, it looks really fun, okay? But you're obviously very talented at it. This is the one I'm most scared of all the tasks I've had to do. Is this going to be an absolute nightmare for me, a 30-year-old unathletic man who's never done it before?
No, I think you might surprise yourself. Be a bit more positive.
Do I sort of fake it till you make it? Just imagine I'm really good at this.
Yeah, the worst thing you can do is be nervous. I think you need to relax and just pretend you can skate.
Oh, God. Okay.
I feel like Reece might be all right going forwards and going in straight lines, but how on earth is he going to take on the corners? It's that bit that I'm quite intrigued about.
I think that's where you need to be most confident. I think you need to definitely relax and take your time around the corners because you can't rush a crossover. That won't end well.
Wait a minute, a crossover?
What's a crossover? Oh no, now we're already getting technical. This sounds terrifying.
So a crossover is what we do to go around the corner when we actually like put one leg over the other so the right one will come over because obviously we only go one direction.
Oh no, that sounds like it's very difficult. But the skates are really big, aren't they? They're much bigger than like normal ice skates that listeners who aren't au fait with speed skating might think. It's not the Winter Wonderland skates. The blades are much longer, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So my blades are 17 1/4 inch, but some of the like bigger skaters will go to like 19-inch blades, and that's, you know, they're quite long.
Like for a novice, is that going to take some getting used to?
Yeah, I think it will, but it should actually give you a little bit more balance because the rocker is not as big, so. Well, hopefully that helps you.
What does the rocker mean?
So the rocker is basically like the radius it's put on the blades, and it's because the blade isn't completely flat, it's a little bit of a kind of radius shape, we call it, and it helps you go around the corner, helps you when you're putting that lean down, you can actually turn.
Right.
Is there potential for him to cut himself with his own blades?
I'm hoping it won't go that badly.
Gosh, I hope not. I hope it's not going to go so bad. They are incredibly sharp blades, especially because they're so thin, only 1 millimetre. So, you know, they can really do a lot of damage. But that's why we wear cut-proof suits. I'm hoping that you're going to be a bit more careful, though.
Have you got a cut-proof suit?
Have to be in a cut-proof suit. That's how dangerous this is. Oh, my God. I didn't have cut-proof suits for the other ones. That's all I'm saying.
And Catherine, what about that setting off, that moment when he has to go quickly out of the gate or off the line? What tip would you give him for that?
Our feet are turned out and it is almost like a run, almost like a kind of sprint. And I would say you just have to go for it or you'll slip around. So just lean forwards a little bit and the momentum will keep you up.
Ah, so you can't ease into it.
There's no easing into it, yeah. So I've got to just be going straight away or I'm more likely to fall.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Oh, do you still fall ever? Or are you now just like, that would be insane?
No, I mean, it happens to the best off is... falling on the start is actually quite common, especially because there's so many of us in a race. So sometimes if we clash blades, a couple of us can go down. But they just restart the race if that happens, and you get to go again.
But people crash when you're going round, right? I've seen loads of clips of speed skating races where people have collided and stuff. Is that scary when you're going round, or do you have to just get that out of your head?
It can be quite scary. I guess because I know that no one's intentionally doing it and it's always an accident. I guess you never know when it's going to happen, but you do try and just be prepared for it so that, you know, if it does, you're not going to be tangled up with someone. You can just fall separately.
Well, I'm on my own, so if that did happen, it would be absolutely... That would be sabotage, clearly. It would be Jenny would have run on going, he's going too quickly, slide tackle, let's get rid of him. And then, you know, then I'm going to VAR, frankly. But one thing, I'm sure I'm not going to get this kind of speed up, but when you're going around the corner, you're kind of almost horizontal, right? Like, what's that bit where you're touching the floor? Is that just because you're going so quickly?
Yeah, so we're leaning and going around the corner and the momentum's obviously holding us up. And we do put our hands on the ice, but you can mostly do it without having your hands. It's just a bit easier to have, you know, three limbs out of four on the ground.
But is it unlikely that I'm ever going to get to that speed on my first session that I'll need to do that? My hand might be on the ice for another reason, but not that.
No, I don't think you'll get to that speed, not today.
But, I mean, I'm actually glad to hear that. Some would take that as insulting and a lack of confidence, but thank God for that. I'd hate to get to that speed.
Do you think he's going to fly into those mats? Like, are those mats quite soft for him?
There's quite a bit of padding around the edge that I've noticed has been put up. Is that always there or is that just for me? Have they taken a look at me and gone, oh, good God?
No, because of our speed, it is very important that we have that barrier padding there all the time when we're training. Even if we're going on for some easier laps, the barrier is quite hard, as I'm sure you've seen. The padding is quite soft, though, so if you do fall, you'll notice that the track's quite far away from the padding as well, so you'll have time to slow down as you slide if you're going to hit them.
OK, I think my main concern at this stage is the initial getting onto the ice. Is that because, like, I know you said, like, when you're actually doing the race, you want to start with a sort of run because of momentum, but I can't just run onto the ice, first of all. Am I not just going to get on the ice and immediately fall, or do I just hold onto the side?
Does he have those picks? Those toe picks?
No. So you won't be falling over toe picks.
What's the best technique for just getting onto the ice and staying upright when I first get on?
So I would say when you first get on the ice, to push away from the barrier gently. Don't hold onto the barrier the whole time at the beginning, because then you'll get used to it and you won't want to leave. So just be brave, go straight out into the ice, and then just think smooth pushes. Don't rush anything, because that will throw you off balance more.
Do I want to be lifting my feet up at this point or just gliding?
I would say just gliding to begin with. And then once you're a little bit more comfortable with that, you can try and lift your feet off and then see what you can do.
God, it's genuinely, this is the one I'm most scared of.
I feel like you're going to grow attached to the side. I'm going to have to like prise you away.
You're quite bent over, aren't you, for this? Because obviously that's how you sort of maximise speed and presumably balance.
Absolutely.
Do you sort of learn that? Can you learn that on day one? Do you sort of immediately start like that, or do you gradually, the angle gets more?
I would say it tends to be a more gradual thing, but if you're wanting to learn speed skating fast, say in one day, I would get straight into that position, because like you said, it helps with your balance, and it can actually help you push as well and build some speed.
Oh God, is that tough on the back? Tough on the quads?
Absolutely. It's an extremely tough sport for your muscle groups and your legs and your back, I suppose, as well, because of the position. You do get used to it, though.
Well, okay, I've got an hour to get used to it.
Yeah. So obviously I'm trying to get Reese up to speed. So to maximise his practice time, that's what you're saying is the...
Get straight into it. Don't waste any time. Lean over. Bravery. Embrace it. and don't be scared.
And get the cut-proof suit on.
Yeah. Oh, good God.
If you're on your own, you may not need that.
Oh, okay, that's for collisions.
Okay, yeah, but I wouldn't rule out your own skates accidentally cutting your legs.
Yeah, my own worst enemy. Always have been. Always will be. Yeah. So you do loads of different ones. You do loads of different distances of races, right? You compete in all different... Do you have a favourite distance to do?
Yeah, so I actually really like the 500 metres. It's the shortest out of the three ones that I do. That's 4.5 laps around the track. The 1,000 metres is 9, and then you've got the 1,500 metres, which is 13.5 laps.
Is that where do tactics come into that? 13.5 laps. Do you try and get ahead to begin with to reduce the likelihood of collisions, I guess, or because you're not in the pack? Or do you bide your time and hope that some people get tired ahead of you?
Both are a very good tactic, and I think depending on, you know, who you're racing, how you're feeling, and also what you just prefer to do. So my strength is not to be at the front leading. I'm very good at sitting behind people and getting a draft and waiting until the end to pick people off. Whereas some people much prefer to sit at the front, and they also don't like sitting behind people because they like just doing their own thing, finding their own time. And so it really depends what you're good at.
When you say pick people off, because is the overtaking like in other sports where you have to go really wide to try and get round?
Absolutely not. So you can go around the outside, but I'd say the most common overtaking short track is actually up the inside. Generally,
wow.
Yeah, generally coming out of the corner, you'll go up the inside of them and come back onto the track in front of them, hopefully. And the key for that is doing that early enough so that they can't close the door and block you. That's the easiest and most common overtake.
What sort of speeds are you going at when this is happening?
So once the races really get going, or the 500 from the very start, we reach speeds of up to 35 miles an hour. So it's pretty fast.
Wow. Yeah. What sort of speed would a person doing it for the first time who has absolutely no confidence get up to?
I would say 5 to 10. Hopefully.
Yeah, I'll take five. Yeah. I'd be happy with 5.
Okay.
I've only
an accidental 15, 20.
5, yeah. On skates, 5, through the air, 30. And then in the ambulance, much more. Is there any must-know tips that I need to take into this? Before I go and do this workshop and try and learn for the first time how to do it, is there anything that's like little edge that you can give me that the typical person who doesn't have access to Olympians wouldn't necessarily know on their first attempt?
I would say remember to breathe, because a lot of people hold their breath and then it makes them get all tense and there's no flow. And on the ice, flow is the biggest thing. So remember to breathe, and that'll hopefully help you relax and get going.
I think that is the best tip we've had so far on this.
Yeah. Just relax, breathe, and then you can have this sort of elegance that you see these people on the ice have.
Absolutely.
People do say, Reese, you look like you could be elegant. They do say that. They always say that. okay, I'll bet when I'm on there, I'll be thinking, breathe, breathe, breathe. But yeah. I'll also be thinking, oh my God, the whole time.
As long as you're breathing in between that, that's okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, breath. Oh dear, breath. Please help, breath. Okay, fair enough. Well, Catherine, we'll catch up with you in a little bit. But now it's time for me to go and put all these tips into practice with my workshop. And focus on my breathing. That's the main thing.
Okay, good luck. Enjoy.
Thank you. Right, Jenny, where have you brought me today?
We're at the National Ice Centre in Nottingham, and this is your coach, Holly. She's a British short track speed skater, and she's going to be taking your workshop for you today.
Okay, well, please go easy on me.
When we let go of the barrier, I just want you to like balance on the middle of your feet and tell me where your weight is.
Kind of on the inside of the ball of my foot, slightly.
Okay.
Is that an
issue? we want you to try and stay in the middle, on the ball of your foot, and you should feel yourself move.
Should feel myself move.
Yeah, like you should just start gliding. If you stood.
It's not a natural glide, is it? Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah.
So gradually.
So first, do you want to practice a lemon, just to try and get the weight through your feet?
Okay, that's called a lemon. That's harder than what I was doing before.
Hang on a minute, let's explain this. So
a lemon, you're essentially making a lemon shape with your feet and you travel with the lemon. For listeners.
So your legs are going to go very wide and then back to centre.
Yeah.
Reese is getting the out but not the in.
Yeah, I can. I'm making a U. I'm not quite making not a complete lemon. I'm making a wedge.
Okay.
Some people don't like a full lemon.
Okay, Reese, you've had a go at trying the lemon. Now we're moving on to just trying to push off a little bit more.
So we're just going to practice in a low position, in a skating position like this.
Crouched over, sort of bent over, almost 90 degrees.
Yeah, so
over the feet, so really leaning.
Yeah, so go over a bit more. There. But try and push these.
God. Oh my God. So Holly's I've never felt more vulnerable in my life.
Holly's demonstrating a very specific speed skate position here. Very crouched. Looks like there's a lot of quads.
We're getting faster.
Quad involves and leaning your back over.
God, don't go backwards. Don't go backwards.
Right,
metaphorically and physically.
Reese is doing a deep squat while skating along, and he's very bent over. But that's because he's meant to be, although it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, and then
she's getting it.
Stand up. Like, just turn
your feet
out.
It doesn't look that comfortable, though, if I'm honest.
Holly, you do this method I've never even seen before, which is this, like, almost tiptoeing to this amazingly elegant, exciting stop that you see in a film.
Yeah.
And when I do it, I mean, it's insane that it's even going to be on film. It's disgusting.
Your stop is better than quite a few people.
Yes. But,
but not a lot of
us. How old are those people?
That don't matter. So, Reese, do you fancy the crossovers?
Absolutely not, but I do understand that's what's next, so I'll give it a go.
We're not going to turn.
I think this is essential. You need this part. So he's got to physically lift one skate across and over the other one.
Yeah, so half the time you'll just be on one foot, just doing a crossover.
Oh, my God, look at that. It's like a dance move.
That actually looks very hard. Holly's made that look smooth, but we're both...
You reckon you'd be able
to work. I actually don't, because she's effectively got her legs crossed over and is still travelling forwards with both skates on
lean,
the ice.
Right?
Yeah, and you'll be in lean on that corner.
Could you hold his hands a little bit for that or not?
Yeah.
Well, you maybe don't want to, but I think...
No, I mean...
I would take a handhold from that.
That's fine.
If that's the best way to learn, whatever. Okay, so how do we start?
I'm genuinely nervous right now.
Oh,
the skates clipped there.
It's all right.
The heel of it clipped my toe.
That could have been. My mouth was open. My teeth would have been gone.
Oh.
Okay, so if I get a little bit.
Get a little bit of speed like you did. There you go.
Yeah, it's not exactly what you're looking for, is it?
The more we practice, the more we get.
I did do it once, and then once again, a bit like curling, I am sort of being turned just by the wind.
One final thing that I think we're going to explore a bit more would be a start.
This is where you see them sort of doing a run. Is it like...
So you'll be like still on the start and then you'll run and then you'll transition into your first corner where you're doing them fast crossovers.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'll try this. Okay.
So if we just stand on this line...
Sure.
Then when you say go, it'll just be the fact of running like this.
So it is basically running, like you're not gliding when you put your blades down. You're basically running, you're just touching
you're
the ice,
just
like running to get some momentum up.
Yeah, literally just like quick impact. But when you run, don't run like you're a 100 metre sprinter, because we don't run like over the toes.
Because that's on the toes, so you want to keep
flat footed. Yeah, so make sure you keep your feet outwards, like
out
as if they're out, and then you run like this. Yeah, just keep your feet out. There we go.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't feel like running. It just feels like skating very badly.
I can't tell you how that looks.
It's quite painful.
It just looks funny. Okay, Reese, your workshop is coming to an end. Holly, how do you think you did? How do you think you did, Reese?
Oh, I will wait till Holly answers before I give my opinion.
Okay, Holly, what do you think?
Personally, I think Reese has done really well this workshop. Yes. It's not very often. You get someone that's willing to learn and makes a good outcome.
Oh, there we go.
With respect, I'm contractually obligated to learn. So I don't know if willingness comes into it. But here we are. I've come quite far. I mean, I was terrified of this.
And now, because you'll be going into your challenge soon, are you feeling confident about that after this workshop?
Look, you make the rules with what I have to do for the medals. But I think you've got to be pretty lenient in this case.
Okay.
If I can get around this without being sick. I think that's at least a silver, but it's up to you.
Yeah, so how does this compare like to the other challenges?
I'm much less confident, actually.
Really?
The curling, I felt like I was going to nail it, and I failed. Skeleton, I was scared, but I thought I'll get the bronze time easily.
Yes.
And in this case, my head's all over the shop, yeah. But I'll do my best.
I think this is noticeably harder.
It's definitely.
Yeah.
This is definitely the hardest one so far.
Definitely.
This episode of Relay is supported by GoDaddy, Team GB's official domain name, website builder and web hosting partner at the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympic Games.
Right, I've done my workshop. I've somehow survived. And now I'm ready to delve a little bit deeper with our excellent guest. Welcome back to European silver medalist, speed skater and soon to be two-time Olympian, Catherine Thompson. How does that feel, Catherine, to be going back to the Olympics? Do you feel a little bit more prepared this time because you've already been?
I do. It's even more exciting and I find that quite hard to believe. But yeah, so excited.
You were only 21 last time when you went. Was it daunting that very first time at just 21?
Absolutely. You know, I still consider myself quite a young athlete back then, and the Olympics is the biggest event in the sporting world. So yeah, it was very overwhelming at the time.
What was it like in the sort of, is camp the right word? When you're out there and when you're with your team, and was it a good atmosphere? Were people nervous or was everyone just so excited to be out there?
Yeah, I think in general, the athlete village is always a very exciting place. You recognise your team that you're with, but also you get to see so many athletes from your sport and other sports from all around the world. So it's a very positive place, I'd say.
Do you have a target though for this Olympics? Have you got your eye on a medal, or have you got anything specific in mind?
So for this Olympics, based on how these past 4 years have went, just being here is such a big achievement for me, and I want to go out and just have fun and do my best, and I'm not quite sure what that is yet. We'll find out in Beijing.
Cool, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Look, for what a great attitude that is. That's sort of my attitude really with the GoDaddy medal today. It's just, I'm just going to try and go out and have fun, do my best, and none of us are quite sure what that is yet. We'll soon see, won't we?
How did you train during like that pandemic period? Could you still come in and use the rink?
So I actually decided to take 14 months off when the pandemic first started and we first went into lockdown. I had moved home to Scotland and I stayed there. I took time off the ice. I still stayed involved with fitness, you know, with all my bikes and gym, but no, nothing to do with skating. Just enjoyed fitness for what it was, and I came back into skating this June just before trials, and you know, gave it everything this year. So I think the pandemic was really good for me to have a break and allowed me to reset. But yeah, no, I wasn't able to actually skate through the pandemic.
What an achievement it is to get to the Olympics then, if you weren't even...
Yeah.
It's not like you've been training non-stop for the last 4 years. You've had to completely adjust your plans.
Did you do a lot of visualisation then, a lot of mindset things?
I did do a lot of like video analysis of like old training, old competitions, and there was still World Cups happening, so I watched them, you know, kept up to date with what everyone was doing. But yeah, I think just having a break from it physically and mentally was very healthy for me.
And back in 2013, you won a silver in the 500-metre event at the European Youth Olympic Winter Festival, which meant that you got to be a flag bearer. What was that like?
Yeah. I mean,
was that nerve-wracking? Are you a sort of, you know, parade it around confidently, one arm, just going for it? Or are you like, oh my God, don't drop it, basically hugging the flag type person?
I was definitely more the second person you described back then. I was quite nervous for that. Even though I was super proud and really excited to do it, it was still quite nerve-wracking. That whole event was such an amazing experience. It was my first experience of Team GB on quite a small scale, and I think that just fueled my journey to Pyeongchang like even more. I just really wanted to be like at the real deal.
When you were seeing all the different sports, I'm just intrigued. Has there ever been another sport? And you can't say figure skating because we know you've done that. But is there another sport that you would have liked to have taken on? Summer or winter?
I do really enjoy watching all the skiing and snowboarding.
Oh, yes!
And I think with skating, I'd maybe be able to do that, but then not to Olympic level. Gosh, no.
So as Jenny alluded to there, you started out figure skating. How old were you when you were doing figure skating?
So I started figure skating when I was 4. And
wow.
Yeah. Well, my big sister is a figure skater, and you know, naturally everyone just wants to do what your big sister does. So I started out as that, and I didn't actually try short track until I think I was like 9 or 10. And I saw it completely by accident. I didn't know short track even existed. But yeah, as soon as I tried it, I absolutely loved it. So yeah, I'm glad I saw it.
Were you like, I don't have to be in time for music, I just have to go as fast as I can?
Yeah, it just seems so much more simple to me. I love this. I just get to skate and just go as fast as I can. And that was something I really loved doing when I was a figure skater. We used to do edge classes, and at the end, you'd always have to do like 2 or 3 laps as fast as you could. And I used to love that. So I was definitely better suited to short track.
Perfect transition then to go into that.
That's kind of how definitely. You've just been. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I started out figure skating. Yeah, everyone knows that about me. What about relays? Because you won a silver medal, a European silver medal in the relay in 2014. Now, how do the relays work? Because to a novice like me, they look like absolute carnage. It looks even scarier than just doing it yourself.
Yeah, relays can be quite scary. They can be very intimidating, especially with up to 5 teams on the ice now with 4 members. It's a lot of there's a lot going on. Mm. Basically, someone comes on in front of you and you launch them as hard as you can to give them your speed on top of the speed they already have. And, you know, for the girls, it's 3,000 metres, so 27 laps around that track and it's as fast as you can. So it's absolutely mental.
When you say launch them, you mean you push them?
Yeah.
You give them a big push.
So, absolutely.
Why am I not allowed to push today? You told me I've got to start sprinting. Oh, God, love a push.
Is it really easy to get disqualified in that if you collide with another team?
Yes, there's actually been some more rules brought in recent years. It used to be that you could just push almost in any direction on the track, but now it has to be straight.
And is that because of sabotage?
Well, not so much. I think it was more just it was becoming a bit dangerous. And sometimes on the relay change, you've got, you know, 10 skaters all in a very close proximity, and at all your blades, like, they get hooked and there's a big pile up, so it was very dangerous. So they've made it so that as soon as you come in for your exchange, it's a straight push, and it keeps everyone a lot safer.
That makes more sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you're obviously hugely into your skating, but do you have any other passions outside of skating? Any hobbies that you're really into that we should know about?
Yeah, I've actually, just this year, I started climbing. I'm not very good at it. I don't think my height helps at all. But yeah, I really love doing that.
Nice.
I love going for long walks as well.
Is that speed climbing? Are you going for speed, or are you just get up there?
This now I'm sticking with just trying to get up there.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Where are you doing that? Yeah. Sort of like climbing walls, or are you out and about?
No, not out and about. Just at the Nottingham Climb Centre. But I would quite like to have a go elsewhere.
Yeah, incredible. That's another thing that I'd be too scared to do. Let's hope they don't do another series where I have to climb anything.
Oh, well, let's not rule it out.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll be rooting for you. We'll be watching. Now I've had the experience, I don't know just how difficult it is. I'll be full of admiration and jealousy, actually. I'll be envious of that.
Oh, really?
You could go. Yeah, that kind of speed without being constantly scared. I'll be very envious of that. So, Catherine, we wish you the best. And, you know, a bit like you, you've got to go out there and you're just going to, like, try and have fun and see what you can come away with. I've got to go into my GoDaddy challenge now, and I'm going to do the same, okay?
Yeah, I really hope you enjoy that Olympics.
I don't need a medal, okay? I'm just going to go out there and just try and not slice my hand off.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
He does need a medal.
And good luck to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, Reese, we are back on the ice rink. Me and Holly have had a discussion after watching you in your workshop, and we've set this challenge. Okay, and your challenge is to get round that 111 metres, a whole loop, as fast as you can.
So I've got to do the turn. I've got to go round.
You've got to do all the turns. It's effectively like 4 little corners.
Well, thank God lemons aren't involved, but this is... I don't feel good about this.
Do you want to hear what the GoDaddy Challenge medals times
yeah,
are?
Yeah, I've got to say, I'm not looking for a medal at this stage. Just pride, just maintaining pride, which maybe I haven't already. Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
What do I have to get?
To get bronze, you have to get it in under 34 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah? For silver, it would be under 32 seconds.
Right.
And for primo gold, it would be under 30 seconds.
Okay. I mean, I'm looking at this and thinking that's going to take upwards of 7 minutes.
Well, what, 7 minutes?
Yeah.
No, come on. Like, for example, how fast did you just get round then, Holly? You cruised round for us, didn't you, as a demo?
I just did it in 14 seconds.
There we go.
Yeah, but it's not your first day, to
but
be
it
fair.
Won't take or is it? 7 minutes.
Okay. Do you think any of those medals are achievable for me?
Yeah, of course. You can definitely go for gold.
Oh, my God.
I love how everyone's...
Oh, my God, the support. Yeah. I just got to remember to breathe.
Yes, remember to breathe. Remember, first lap, last lap, this. Isn't it? You've only got to get round once.
Yeah. I've got to get round.
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
It is a once in a lifetime because I will never do this again. Right. Okay.
And Reese, as always, my final bit of motivation for you is to have a little look at those clanging, clinking GoDaddy medals right there.
Yeah, I know. It is important. Yeah? I've not been great so far, so I've got to put it out of the bag. Yeah, and having got a complete duck when I did skeleton in Bath and got no medals, I'm on a bit of a losing streak. I've got to get out of it.
I'm Bob Ballard here in Nottingham as Reece James faces his toughest challenge yet.
One lap. This is my one shot. It's do or die. And I don't even have Jenny to push me. Oh, God. Got to do this for Catherine. She said breathe. Got to do this for Holly. She said lemons. Didn't understand it, but I'm still going to do this. This is it. I've got to get a GoDaddy medal because it's so impressive if I've never ice skated before and I get a medal in my first attempt.
Go to the start.
Well, ready? He's lining up now.
Go!
And it is a powerful start.
Come on.
Making that running section look effortless.
Come on, keep going.
A look of steely determination in his eyes. I wonder whether that's fear. We'll find out. Now comes the challenge. Can he get the crossovers right as he heads towards the first turn? How has he not fallen over there? That's an incredible recovery for Reese as he avoids hitting the ice. We don't know how. He's remembering his lemons this time and getting around the first bend. He's coming up to the halfway point and is really looking tired now.
All the way to the line, come on!
But he looks stronger than he has done all day. Is he going to add to his GoDaddy medal collection? He's got to keep the pace going, though.
All the way!
He's looking like he's waning a little bit. Into that final turn, the last one caused him all kinds of problems. He's got round the final turn somehow, and he's managed to cross the line as well.
Yes!
In 31 seconds. 31 seconds! That is a GoDaddy silver medal.
What's my time?
Silver, 31. Yeah. Happy with that?
Well, I wanted the gold. Thought I'd get the gold. But yeah. I'll take a silver. I've not had a silver.
Oh, around that corner, I thought you'd lost it.
Yeah. Well, so did I.
Yeah. You sort of reached for the finish.
Look. As Catherine said, I just wanted to survive. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
I just had to breathe. And now...
You haven't got a silver yet.
Do I get the presentation?
Yeah. Do you want it right now?
Yes,
let's
please.
Do it. Okay. No messing. Get that round your neck. There you go.
Congratulations.
I did it.
Yes.
Thank you. And I did it all myself. Sorry. Thank you very much.
How does it feel, Reese, to be ending this episode with a silver?
It feels good. It feels like natural progression. I've had the bronze, I've had nothing. Now I've got silver, and I've got one opportunity to go for a gold, which is a lot more pressure than I want, but that is going to happen.
Are you going to sleep with that around your neck tonight in bed?
Wouldn't have thought so.
No?
No, come on. I'll hang it up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wear it out tonight?
Maybe? Yeah, I'll wear it out tonight, get a few free drinks, I imagine.
Okay.
Do people, how respected is this?
Well, it's GoDaddy, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is insane to get the silver and then do my best in this one, the hardest one by miles.
How did it compare?
Must have been the most lenient medals because I was much better at skeleton, I was much better at curling, and I got a bronze and nothing in those.
No, but you got around the whole course. You got around this whole course without falling over. I think that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, that is really
good. Is 31-ish seconds actually quite an embarrassing time?
No, not for a beginner.
In the grand scheme of things.
Not for a beginner, okay. No.
But you sort of, yeah, you casually did it in 14.
Okay, so we've got a bronze and a silver now.
Yeah.
Oh, we know what's missing.
So there's one left to get.
And
there's one more chance to get it.
Yes!
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, there is.
What a journey. Thank you to Catherine Thompson for all her expertise. Thank you to the coaches at the National Ice Centre in Nottingham. I feel like I've learned a lot, if nothing else. Let's just take a quick recap and have a look at the GoDaddy medal table to see where we're at going into the final episode.
Reese has earned his second medal, a silver to go with his curling bronze, one event then to go, and he's only missing that one medal.
Okay, so that's it, Reese. All to play for. One more event to go, and this is the one that you want to do well in.
And that's it for this episode of Relay, the Team GB podcast. This was a TBI Media production. Be sure to follow Relay wherever you get your podcasts, and do check out the other three episodes in the series. And as ever, thank you to Jenny. Goodbye from both of us. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of Relay was supported by GoDaddy, Team GB's official domain name, website builder, and web hosting partner of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympic Games. I know you're itching to hear the finale of this Relay Winter Olympics box set, but remember, if you'd like to actually see me barely staying upright and struggling to complete the lap of an ice rink, keep an eye on Team GB's social channels throughout the Winter Games, where you'll be able to watch my spectacular silver in glorious Technicolor. Next time, I'm on Jenny's home turf, snow sports, which is great news for her. But not for me. I've never set foot on a ski slope in my life. I'm terrified.